It's interesting that I find myself here again. You know, I think the last time that I had a day like today was probably back in college when I had that day that day after I met Charlotte and hooked up with her, and I was just, you know, I was so smitten with her, and then I found out that she, you know, didn't want anything to do with me and ghosted me, said that, you know, the sex wasn't that great, whatever. And then I just felt so humiliated and I felt so let down. I was so angry because she was so hot, whatever. Out of the blue, despite my best efforts to make it right, because, you know, I'm a schmuck and I haven't fully beat the beta just yet, I found out that Reagan told me, hey, you know what? Can't make it work. And, you know, it's over, basically. Despite all my best efforts, despite, you know, me trying to make it up to her and be a good person, I forgot that this is the love is a form of warfare. And I allowed myself to get got by trying to be a nice person. In an attempt to cover my ass, my aftercare go too far. The same way I let this experiment go too far. Because that's what this initially was. It was an experiment for me. But then, like a bad spy, I fell into my own role and behind enemy lines to the point where I became almost a double agent. I became the very thing that I despised. I became the very thing that I once despised and told myself I would never become. And yet here I am, sitting down at my desk, consumed with, you know, the duality of the man and the monkey at war, again, fighting over my soul, fighting over my mind. On the one hand, I miss her, and on the other hand, I know it's a good thing that she's gone. I know it's a good thing that she's gone. Less of my money is going to get spent. I don't have any loyalty to anybody now. I don't have to worry about her. I don't have to provide for her. I don't have to do any of those things. But on the other side of it, I'd been with this person for a year, basically. And lived with her for 10 months. Lived life with her every day for 10 months. Traveling to multiple places. It wasn't like we stayed in the same place. We went from Augusta and then went to, I mean, we just traveled a lot. In every new beginning, I had her, and now I don't. And on one side of the aisle, I know this is a good thing for me. I know I'm going to win. I know at the end of the day, she's going to need me before I need her. But it's just sad that, you know, I lost a friend at the end of the day. I really did. And you can call me anything you want and call me weak. I don't give a fuck what you say about me. All I know is when you live with somebody, it's just different. It's not the same thing as seeing someone two or three times a week. Instead of you sleep in the same bed, you wake up every day next to them. You live life with this person. It's different. Now, I never experienced that before, and I have now. You know, I had a little micro. I could see in a microcosm why so many men get bitter, hurt, damaged, and say, fuck this shit, and they leave the system. I get it. I really do. Because for the first time, you know, we got a dog together. And now the dog's hers and lives with her. He's not my dog anymore. I love that dog, and I paid a quite pretty chunk of change for that dog, too. But you know what the sad thing is? The sad thing is I'm at war with myself. And I'm not mad at her. I'm not. At the end of the day, it is what it is. Me being mad changes nothing. Me being sad changes nothing. But again, my friends, I found out what a lot of men find out the hard way, which is women are loyal to their feelings. They have loyalties to everybody else besides you. Besides you, you are the last priority. You are never the first priority. It doesn't matter how much you provide. It doesn't matter how much you give them. It doesn't matter any of that. What matters is how they feel about you today. That's what matters. Do they feel like you're the best deal today? Do they feel like, oh, he's my best investment today? And if the answer ever comes no, your spot's in jeopardy. You can have Pookie come by and you lack in any order. If you're not laying your pipe game down, you're not providing correctly, you're not leading correctly in her eyes, she's going to find a guy that does. She's going to train the 90 or the 80 for the 10 or the 20. And women are evil for doing this. This is just what they do. I'm not calling them evil. I'm not calling them sluts and skeezers. I'm saying this is what it is. And anyone who's lived with a woman, anybody who's been married, they know this. They know this. And you kind of enter this, not a role of subservience, but you take on this person when you can't, it's hard to lead someone when you don't understand them. So you make it a goal to understand. But now that's backfiring on me because now you're never the only guy. I'm going to let you know that the illusion that you've been given is just that, an illusion, a lie that's given to you. It doesn't exist. The love itself might be real, but the love that you think exists doesn't. The way you think it should operate in movies and books and TV shows and fantasy, no, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't. I don't care what people say. Can you have it for a month? Yeah. Can you have it for 2 months? Yeah. 2 weeks? Yeah. You can't have it for a year. You can have it for over 6 months. That's just not how it works. And you could use any shaming tactic you want. Oh, you're not hitting it right. You were beta, you know, whatever. You let yourself go physically. I didn't think of myself as being beta whatsoever. I stood on business most of the time. You know, and at the end of the day, no one can pitch a shutout. I'm not a perfect man. I'm not perfect by any stretch. But what I'm telling you, my friends, is I had an experience that I've never had before. I've never been, you know, part of me thought, oh, this is a good experiment. And I learned a lot of things in the last year. I'll tell you that right now. I have a whole new respect for people who choose to be married as it is a sacrifice. And ideally, you know, the sad thing about reality, my friends, is I wish I could sit here and tell you that marriage is great. That marriage is great and cohabitation is great and all these things are great. Because in theory, they are. In practice today, they're not. That's the problem right there. If they worked the way they're intended to work, we'd have no issues and I'd be out here championing it. You could bet your bottom dollar that's what we'd be doing today. But instead I'm not doing that. For all I know, one day she'll hear it, she'll listen to this. But my friends, it's very sad. Don't shame yourself for having feelings. Shame yourself for what you do with them. You know, I'm sitting here only remembering the good things that went down, but I know there was bad. I know she wasn't perfect, and not by any stretch of the imagination, but you know what? Despite that, I tried to make it work, which you could say you're stupid for doing that, and you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I am. I lost myself to my own experiment. I compromised myself because I allowed my emotions to not be kept in check. I fell for the biological trap that many men before me and men that are living today fall for. The trick of nature. That's what love is. Well, no, that's what lust is. Lust is a trick of nature. Love is a choice, and you have to make it every day because if you don't, then it's over. And today, when we're living longer than ever before, today, when there's more options than ever before, especially for women, whether they want to realize that or not, I never said that they're always good options. I never said that there were options that were, you know, great in every respect. I'm talking about maybe he's a good, you know, financial provider. Maybe he's good at delivering the pipe. Maybe he's good at talking to you when you've had a rough day and he wants to, be in the emotional tampon. I don't know. But everybody has a purpose to serve, and that's what a roster is for. That's what people do, especially women, because men are all too willing to do that. And at the end of the day, if you're going to let someone else make your choices for you, you get what you deserve. I don't care if you're man, woman, alien, doesn't matter. You let other people make your choices for you, you get what you deserve. You teach them that that's fine. You teach them that they could do, that they have that power and control over you, and that you can't make a choice for yourself. Either that or you're not strong enough to admit that this is what you wanted. Make an excuse because you're afraid of backlash. Don't be afraid of backlash, my friends. No. Never apologize for pursuing what you want and care about. Don't try to spare somebody's feelings by giving them the bull crap of, oh, well, it's not me, it's my mom, or it's not me, it's my dad, it's not me, it's my sister, my brother. No, man. Mm-mm. No, that's just the excuse. That's just the excuse. People do what they want and they make excuses for what they don't. You can write that one down. People do what they want and they make excuses for what they don't. My friends, if you've gone through a really hard breakup and you've been through some hard stuff, when it relates to, relationships, let me tell you, there are so many people who think they know everything about relationships, and I try not to be one of those people. I really do. But what I'll tell you, my friends, is this. We gotta boss up. We gotta do better. It's so easy to just slip into that beta provider. It is so, so easy. Oh my gosh, it's so easy. But you know what? You gotta level up as a man. You need options and leverage, because when you don't, you just look pathetic and you ooze that negative charisma. And nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to be around that. It's tough, man. I'm gonna be totally honest with you guys. It doesn't hurt as much as I thought. It's kind of like a dull, pain. It's not like a sharp pain in my side or anything. It's just a dull. It's like being in the mental doldrums where you're waiting for a gust of wind to carry you to the next port. That's kind of what it feels like. But my friends, I would love to hear what you have to say, and I'll be expanding on this. I'll be talking about this a lot in time to come. But I'm just sitting here at my desk, and I needed to document this. I needed to try to work my way through it, because it's really easy to go hit the bottle. It's easy to hit the it's easy to go smoke. It's easy to go try to, go on the rebound. That's easy to do. That's like having hair of the dog after you get drunk and you think that it's going to make you feel better. Oh, it will for a little, but it's not going to treat the actual issue. It's not going to help you feel better. It's only going to help you negate the negative for a short period of time while making it worse when it inevitably hits you in the face. And my friends, I would encourage you to avoid that. Avoid it like the plague. Don't do it. I'm talking to you while I'm talking to myself too. Because that's what weak people do. Weak people don't want to grow. They want to just not feel the pain. They want to numb themselves to avoid what they need to do, which is grow as a person. They don't want to grow as a person because they don't want to experience pain. Let me tell you, as a guy who was 6.5 feet tall, I had a lot of growing pains when I was a kid. It hurt a lot, but you know what? I grew, literally, from it. The pain that you feel that's mental, that is going to produce results. In the same way that pressure produces pearls, these hard times will produce a hardened man. Somebody who's going to be there to withstand the onslaught that life will throw your way. It's not going to get easier. It only gets harder. My friends, wish me luck on this new transition that I'm going through. And if you want to laugh at my expense, I accept that. It is what it is. But if you want to talk about it, explain what you've been through and how it's affected you and your experience, we can share some stories. I look forward to hearing from y'all. Peace.